السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد عباد الله، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المؤمنون، إنه وبمغيب شمس هذا اليوم نودع عاما ونستقبل آخر، وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس، وليعلم الله الذين آمنوا ويتخذ منكم شهداء، والله لا يحب الظالمين. هذه هي الدنيا، أشبه ما يكون بدولاب يتدحرج فيأتي على أشياء فيدهسها، وتبقى أخرى تنتظر في غير ما انتباه إلى حقيقة الدنيا وحقارتها. يقول مولانا الكريم: واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا، المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا، هذه هي الدنيا، أشبه ما تكون بماء أنزله الله من السماء فأنبت به الأرض فطلعت عليها الشمس فيبست ما نبت منها حتى جف وخف على الريح حمله فجعلته يتناثر كالهباء. نعم يا عباد الله، ها هو مثل الحياة الدنيا، بينه ربنا جل وعلا ويوضحه أيضا نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم بقوله: ما لي وللدنيا، ما أنا في الدنيا إلا كراكب استظل تحت شجرة ثم قام وتركها، رواه الترمذي. فلذلك أيها الأحبة، لا ينبغي لعاقل أن يغتر بهذه الدنيا بعد أن بين الله عز وجل له حقيقتها وكشف له عن بخس ثمنها وأبان له عن حقارتها، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. ويقول سبحانه وتعالى عن أحد أنبيائه ناصحا لقومه: يا قوم إنما هذه الحياة الدنيا متاع، يا قوم إن هذه الحياة الدنيا متاع، أي أنه فان وكل متاع لا شك فان وزائل إلا ما كان في الآخرة. يا قوم إنما هذه الحياة الدنيا متاع وإن الآخرة هي دار القرار، فلا مستقر لك يا ابن آدم إلا في الآخرة، فما عساك أنت عامر في الدنيا. ولذلك فإن الناصحون لأنفسهم تعاملوا مع هذه الحياة الدنيا على ضوء هذه المعطيات الإلهية مما جاء بالوحي قرآنا وسنة مما يبين حقيقة الدنيا، ونصحوا لإخوانهم وأهليهم كما فعل علي رضي الله تعالى عنه حين قال: إن الدنيا قد ارتحلت مدبرة وإن الآخرة قد ارتحلت مقبلة ولكل منهما بنون فكونوا من أبناء الآخرة ولا تكونوا من أبناء الدنيا، فإن اليوم عمل ولا حساب وغدا حساب ولا عمل. ويقول عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما: أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبي وقال: كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل، كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب، أي نزل أرض قوم هو ليس منهم، فهو لا يستثقل في المتاع كما يفعلون لأنه غريب يوشك أن يرتحل عنهم إلى أرضه ولا يحب أن يأخذ ما ثقل معه لئلا يثقله عن المسير، أو عابر سبيل اجتاز أرضا فهو يود أن يكون أخف ما يكون حين اجتياز تلكم الأرض. وكان ابن عمر يقول ناصحا مستشفا من هذه النصيحة النبوية، يقول: إذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء، وإذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح. ولكم أحبتي في الله أن تنظروا إلى حال هذه الدنيا بما جرى من أحداث في عامكم هذا، في العام 32 بعد 400 من الهجرة، دروس وعبر لمن فطن واعتبر. أما من غفل وهو حال أكثر الناس اليوم، فإن الدروس والعبر تمر أمامه مر السحاب لا يدري ما فيها من المنافع التي يستطيع أن يأخذها منها، فتستقيم حياته على أساسها خير ما تكون. لكننا نقلب النواظر ونسمع الأخبار ونرى القتل الليل والنهار، ولا يحرك فينا ساكنا ولا يؤجج فينا نارا تقينا من نار الآخرة، وكأن أعطينا الضمانات على البقاء في هذا النعيم أبدا. ويقال أن عيسى عليه السلام قال ناصحا لأصحابه: الدنيا قنطرة، الدنيا قنطرة، يعني جسر على أمر مخوف، إما هاوية أو نهر أو نار. الدنيا قنطرة، اعبروها ولا تعمروها، اعبروها ولا تعمروها. إذا كنت تسير على قنطرة فأنت أشبه ما تكون بسيرك على الصراط في الآخرة، صراط هو أدق من الشعرة وأحد من حد السيف. فكيف أنت صانع؟ هل تراك تحمل معك العقارات والسيارات فتثقلك وتخل بموازينك على الصراط حتى تهوي في النار؟ أم أنك تستخف ما استطعت، تتخفف ما استطعت من الأحمال ليكون اجتيازك عليه كلمح البرق أو الريح أو أسرع أو الريح أو أسرع الخيل؟ يقول: عبروها ولا تعمروها. وحالنا اليوم أننا نعمرها ولا نعبرها، وإنا لعابرون شئنا أم أبينا. وقال: من ذا الذي يبني على موج البحر دارا؟ الله أكبر. من ذا الذي يبني على موج البحر دارا؟ تلكم الدنيا فلا تتخذوها قرارا. من ذا الذي يبني على موج البحر دارا؟ تلكم الدنيا فلا تتخذوها قرارا. ولله در الشافعي رحمه الله حيث يقول: إن لله عبادا فطنا طلقوا الدنيا وخافوا الفتنا، نظروا فيها فلما علموا أنها ليست لحي سكنا، اتخذوها لجة واتخذوا صالح الأعمال فيها سفنا. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفثه. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار، أي تعاقب الليل والنهار، وهذه هي دورة الحياة، لآيات. والآيات هي للدلالة والإرشاد، لكن لمن؟ قال عز وجل: لأولي الألباب، أصحاب العقول الحصيفة والقلوب النظيفة، لا لأصحاب العقول السخيفة والنفوس الضعيفة. فأولو الألباب أصحاب رجاحة في العقل وثقابة في النظر. نعم يا أولي الألباب، تدبروا حال هذه الحياة الدنيا وقفوا على حقيقتها المرة، وهي أن هذه الحياة الدنيا زائلة، وأنها لا تساوي عند الله جناح بعوضة، وأنها ممر لا مقر. واخلصوا يا رعاكم الله إلى محاسبة أنفسكم، كما قال مولاكم سبحانه: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، فإن كنت ممن يشملهم هذا النداء فانتبه لما سيلقى عليك. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله، اجعل بينك وبين غضب الله وعقاب الله وحساب وقاية. لا تغرك الدنيا، لا يغرك ما فيها، لا يغرك سكوت الساكتين، ولا يغرك تشجيع المبطلين. لك حين ارتكابك لما تعلم من نفسك أنه يغضب رب العالمين. ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد، أي ليوم العرض. واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون، لا تخفى عليه خافية. كل شيء يكتب ويسطر، ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. قالوا: ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة. كثير من الناس يقول أمر صغير، صغيرة بسيطة، لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. انظر، كثير من الناس يزكي نفسه: ما أفعله أنا صغير يا أخي، انظر غيري يفعل أمور كبيرة. الله لما بدأ بذكر ما يعرض يوم القيامة بدأ بالصغائر لا بالكبائر، لأن الصغائر عند أهل الإيمان كبائر، كما يقول ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه، يقول: المؤمن يرى ذنبه على رأسه كالظلة كالجبل، وأما المنافق فيرى ذنبه كالذبابة وقعت على أنفه فقال بها هكذا. فالمؤمن همه ما يكون في الآخرة، والمنافق همه ما يكون في الدنيا العاجلة. واسمعوا إلى وصايا من سبر الدنيا فخبرها، واستقام على أمرها حتى عبرها. هذا ميمون بن مهران أحد الصالحين، يقول: لا يكون العبد تقيا حتى يحاسب نفسه كما يحاسب الشريك الشحيح شريكه، من أين مطعمه وملبسه. الله أكبر. يقول: لا يكون العبد تقيا، لن تكون تقي حتى تقوم بهذه العملية، حتى يحاسب نفسه كما يحاسب الشريك شريكه، لكن أي شريك كما يحاسب الشريك الشحيح البخيل شريكه عن كل شيء، يسأل نفسه من أين المطعم، من أين الملبس، من أين المشرب، من أين لهذه الأموال، ولا يجامل نفسه ولا يضحك على نفسه، وإنما يكون صريحا معها. وقال الحسن البصري رحمه الله: المؤمن قوام على نفسه. المؤمن قوام، ما معنى قوام؟ يعني آمر لها بالخير، حابس لها عن الشر. يا أيها، قال الله عز وجل: الرجال قوامون على النساء. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. قال: المؤمن قوام على نفسه، يحاسبها لله، يحاسبها لله، لا للدنيا ولا للناس، يحاسبها لله حتى تنجو بين يدي الله. وإنما شق الحساب يوم القيامة، الأمر من غير محاسبة. يقول: وإنما شق وصعب بالغ الصعوبة الحساب يوم القيامة على أناس لم يحاسبوا أنفسهم في الدنيا، وكانوا يأخذون ما طرف لهم من أي وجه ولا يبالون، ويستمتعوا بكل ما وقع في أيديهم من غير ما نظر للآخرة. وقال عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه: حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا، وزنوا أعمالكم قبل أن توزن عليكم، وتزينوا للعرض الأكبر. ثم قرأ: يومئذ تعرضون لا تخفى. ثم قال: وإنما يخف الحساب يوم القيامة على من حاسب نفسه في الدنيا. هذا ثاني الخلفاء، هذا الملهم، هذا الموفق، هذا المبارك، هذا المؤيد بالوحي في مواضع عدة. اسمع إلى هذه الحكم والدرر التي يلقيها على مسمعك. يقول: حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. حاسب نفسك في ماذا؟ في كل شيء، في كل شيء ستحاسب عنه يوم القيامة. استعد للامتحان يوم القيامة، استعد للامتحان يوم القيامة. وزنوا أعمالكم، افعل لنفسك ميزان تزني الأعمال قبلك يوم القيامة. قال: وزينوا، تزين، اتخذ زينة ليوم العيد ولكن ليوم العرض الأكبر. الزينة يوم العرض الأكبر ما هي؟ قال الله عز وجل: ولباس التقوى ذلك خير. ولباس التقوى ذلك خير، لن تجد لباسا جميلا هو في جمال التقوى. فعلى كل شيء عليك بالتقوى في كل شيء. ثم قرأ هذه الآية: يوم تعرضون لا تخفى منكم خافية. ثم قال: وإنما يخف الحساب. سمعنا قول الحسن: إنما شق وصعب الحساب يوم القيامة على قوم أخذوا هذا الأمر، يعني الدنيا، من غير محاسبة. عمر يقول العكس: كيف يخف الحساب؟ قال: وإنما يخف الحساب يوم القيامة على من حاسب نفسه في الدنيا. والكيس يا عباد الله من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني. هكذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما صح عند الترمذي: والذكر قلوب وطمأنينتها، والصلاة مزيلة الهموم وكاشفتها، والتقوى جماع الأمور كلها، والقرآن حبل الله المتين، وسنة نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سبيل خلاصكم في الدنيا ويوم الدين، فتمسكوا بما أنعم الله به عليكم واعلموا أن الله لا يأمر إلا بالعدل، وأن الشيطان لا يأمر إلا بالجور ويعد بالفقر، والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. فاستقبلوا عامكم بخير مما ودعتم به سابقة، وصلوا على نبيكم، وأكثروا من ذكر ربكم، واشكروه على عموم نعم يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Dear brothers and sisters in the masjid and those who are following us over the net, you are welcome to the translation of this khutbah of today, which is titled by Advices at the End of the Year. After beginning with the khutbah al-hajah, as usual, I said, O believers, by the sunset of today, by the sunset of this day, we are ending a year and opening another year, or receiving another new year. Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 140, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. And those days, we switch between people, and Allah, so that Allah Ta'ala knows who are the believer ones of you, and take from them witnesses. And Allah loves not the oppressors. This dunya, O Muslims, is like a tire, a wheel. It's like a wheel. That's moving over everything or over many things, destroying it, and there are some other things remaining for the destruction of this wheel. Without noticing that this is the dunya, and how small, minor, and valueless it is. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Kahf, Ayah 45, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. And give them the example of this life, which is as water that sent down from the heavens. So all the type of agriculture of the earth has absorbed this water and grow up and become dry. And then become dry. So become light, so that the wind will blow it away. And Allah Ta'ala is able of all things. And then Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا Allah Ta'ala then said, الْمَالُ وَالْبَنُونَ زِينَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Wealth and children are only the beauty of this worldly life. Are only the beauty of this worldly life. This means that if you don't use it the proper way, if you don't take, and if you don't use your children, your wealth, proper way to benefit you in the hereafter, then they are worthless, because they are only used for this world, and this world is worthless and valueless. Naam. So that's why Allah Ta'ala said so. Yes, this is the example of the life in the Quran, and the Prophet ﷺ gave also clarification of it by saying مالي وللدنيا، مالي وللدنيا. What makes me care of this dunya, of this world. ما أنا في الدنيا إلا كراكب استظل تحت شجرة ثم قام عنها وترك. I'm only in this worldly life is like a traveler who needed to have a shade under a tree in his way, on his way. So once he got rest and become strong, he left that tree. No one on his journey gets tired and finds a shade to sit beneath, then decides to turn it to be his permanent place. But he will continue on his journey. This is the reality of this worldly life, the dunya. It's only like a shade that you take on your way from one place to another. That's the only thing. That's the reality of life. On that place, now, if you are somebody who is very rich in your homeland, if you are somebody who is of high authority in your homeland, or if you are somebody who is going to go to other lands in order to be an authority, your promise to come to the other land to take on your way, you needed to have some rest. And you all see not only a tree, even today's rest stations on the way. For example, from Jeddah to Medina, there are a lot of stations where people can have some rest. It's not even furnished the way that you like your home to be. Very, very cheap. And even if it is very beautiful, you still don't want to be there lonely. But you want to continue your destination. You want to continue on your journey to reach your destination. What about it when it is only a tree in the desert? Is any wise person going to stay there forever? No one. No one. So that is the reality of this worldly life as Rasulullah ﷺ explains it. And that's why it is not correct for any wise person to get attracted with this worldly life. However, what we see today, 99.9% of mankind are attracted with this worldly life. Are acting in it like if it is their permanent home. Although they see every day people leaving this world and never come back to it. And this year, 1432 of the Hijra calendar, 2011 of the Gregorian calendar, is a great witness for the people living in this century of that. You have seen how many people who were in authority for almost half a century were they had a bad end of their lives. Just this year and a few years back, we saw many people who were in authority. Now either they were killed or found in halls or pulled down or cursed by people who used to get scared of their names. What makes this change to be? Is there anything changed with people or nothing? This is the way that they took life. As Allah Ta'ala said, you never take life as your master. It should be your servant. But when it goes the other way, it treats you very badly. It treats you very badly. If you take this worldly life to be your master who commands you to do and not to do, then you are going to be the worst and the lowest and the most sad one. But when you take it as a server only, as a server only, then you can get the advantage of it. Because Allah Ta'ala did not create us. This world alive, ya akhwan, is different from Jahannam. Jahannam is the place which is prepared only for punishment. And Jannah is the place where it is prepared only for reward. This world alive is for both. Reward and punishment. If you use it positively and correctly, it would be the reward for you. Not forever, but I mean in this, in your life. In this life, it would be a kind of reward for you. Because you're going to worship your Lord more and more. So, it is good because you're worshipping. But when you turn it to be your guide and your master and your leader, and you are only the server of it, and the slave of it, then Allah musta'an, you're going to be the worst slave in the world ever known. Because you put your control in the hand of this worldly life which destroyed and never had mercy. Never ever had mercy. Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Fatir, Ayah 5, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. O mankind, verily the promise of Allah is true. It's going to exist. Meaning the death and resurrection and judgment and then paradise or hellfire. That's true, that's a fact. It's not a joke, it's not something unreal, but it is the only real thing ever known. But who can know that? The believers only. The believers only. Who Allah Ta'ala guides. And Allah Ta'ala says, as in Surah, and then He said, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Do not let this worldly life attract you to it, to make you ignore the real, the other real life. And وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And do not let the غَرُور. غَرُور is the name of the shaitan. غَرُور is the name of the shaitan. And do not let the shaitan, who always whispers the evil. The devil only whispers evil. The devil only whispers evil. So do not let the devil, the shaitan, attract you to what he has of the attraction. Because it's only temporary. And Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Ghafir, Ayah 39, speaking about a prophet advising his people, Ya Qawmi, O my people, إِنَّمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مَتَّاعٍ. Verily this worldly life is only enjoyment. Only joy. Only joy. Look, you ask the kids. You took them someday to the park and they enjoyed the play. Would it remain forever? No. They are happy there. They are enjoying. They are laughing. They are jumping. They are running. They are eating, drinking, they are very happy. But once they go back home, you get shocked. Where was that? Where is that smile that I saw earlier? Now they turn. Everyone has a problem. Everyone has a complaint. Everyone. This is the reality of life. This is the reality of life. It is only a joy. Tomorrow, in the grave, many people will have complaints, excuses and burdens, but they are not going to be accepted. But they are not going to be accepted. Ya qawmi innama hadhi al-hayati al-dunya mata' wa inna al-akhirata hiya dar al-qarar. And verily the akhirah, the other life, is the real permanent life. So you better now prepare. I always give example. Yani alhamdulillah, although the split of Muslim world is a disadvantage of the modern life, but yet it has an advantage. What is that? Now they have borders and everyone goes to the other land temporarily. You guys, many of you now today here in Saudi to work, and many of you planning to earn some money to build up his property when he goes back home, so he doesn't be in need for anybody there. Now the whole plans in your head is how to make your return better than the time you left your homeland. This is the reality of life. You are here only to build up that life. And your place is going to be as you build now, as you do now. Not all people in the Jannah are going to be like people by the beach. You see, in this worldly life, some people living in a very low district, some others, not bad, medium, and some in high class villas and, you know, by the beach, and some others in palaces. And the Jannah is like that. Not all are in the same level. No. And wallahi, akhi, as you today do not accept to be in the low class district and you wish to be in the palaces by the beach, having everything and nice view and nice vision, and it is exactly there in the Jannah. Don't think that, oh, it's enough for me to get into the Jannah. No. Wallahi, there in the Jannah, you will blame yourself. You wish that you have worked hardly to be in the highest rank. You know why? Because they are the prophets and messengers, martyrs, pious people. And you know what? Better than that all, it is the throne of Allah up there. So the highest you get, the best type of life, best living. So work from now. Work from now. Don't be lazy. Don't say, khalas, I'm a believer, I'll get to Jannah. La. But work for it now, for the highest places in the Jannah. And that's why those honest ones with themselves knew the reality of life based on the guidance of the Quran and the Sunnah, and the description of the world life which came in the Quran and the Sunnah. And they advised their families, brothers and everyone. As Ali radiallahu anhu said, for example, Ali radiallahu anhu said, إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا قَدْ ارْتَحَلَتْ مُدْبِرًا. Verily the worldly life, the dunya, has left us, giving us its back, meaning it's leaving us, finished. It's finishing. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَ قَدْ ارْتَحَلَتْ مُقْبِلًا. And the akhirah has started moving towards us. So the dunya is, it's like, imagine it like the train. So when the front cabinet comes towards you, the last cabinet is leaving the other person there. So it's like that. So the dunya is going, leaving you, and the akhirah is coming to you. Now, and then he radiallahu anhu said, وَلِكُلِّ مِنْهُمَا بَنُونَ. And each of these two has its own children. So it is like two mothers. And each has its own children. Now, and then he said, فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. Be of the children of the Akhirah. Be from the children of the Akhirah. Don't be from the children of the dunya. Why? As I told you, you are in this station. what will happen? The dunya, as he said, is leaving you. Even if you are a child, your mother is leaving you. But another mother coming and picking you. Now either to be good with it or not. If you are good with it, it will take you and hug you to the chest, warm chest. If you are not going to be good to it, it's only going to put you where you know. The hellfire. And then he, رضي الله عنه, said, فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ. Today, no judgment. No judgment. It's only actions. It's only working. It's only deeds you do. And you have the choice to do whatever you like. But the reward is based on what you do. Whether good reward or bad reward. And tomorrow is only recognizing, only judgment, only reward, no war. In the Akhirah, Ikhwan, there is nothing, there is no war. People of Jannah will have no war to do but to enjoy. People of the fire will have no war to do but to be punished. That's it. That's it. So in the Akhirah, you are either enjoying or disjoying. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhum said that Rasulullah sallallahu one day grabbed my shoulder and said to me, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib." Be in this worldly life like a stranger. Stranger, what? Again, back to the example I told you. You go from your land to another country to work. You're a stranger. Whatsoever, you're a stranger. You're a stranger from those people. So he starts saying, be like that. Be in the life like the stranger. Now, you're a stranger. Are you going to get involved in what the people of that land are involved? No. It's not my business. It's not my business. Let me just focus on what I am here for. So Rasulullah is telling Abdullah ibn Umar, and it's to all of us, to be so. You are here only stranger. Whether coming to work and collect more, as much money as you can, so when you go back home, you can build up your own house, make your farm, etc. Prepare your life. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying to Abdullah ibn Umar, be like the stranger or the wayfarer. Or like a wayfarer. Somebody passing by. You're not going to stay. If you are passing by some land from Jeddah to Medina, and you saw a big mall in the desert, big mall, and you have 10,000 riyals. Are you going to buy many things from there which you can't find in the malls of Medina? You're not going, because it's wasting your money which you may need on the way if your car broke. If your car breaks on the way, you'll need money to fix it. So if you spend all the money in that mall, very soon you're going to run out of money, and then it's a problem. And the other thing is, you are going to carry things which are heavy, which you don't need. In Medina, you're going to find them. So this is the same thing. Same thing. And that's why Ibn Umar, when he heard this from Rasulullah, he immediately started advising his companions, saying, إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظَرْ الْمَسَاءَ. If you wake up in the morning, finding yourself still alive, then do not wait for the evening, thinking that you're going to live until the sunset. But prepare from now, because any moment you may die. Any moment you may die. And we saw, as I told you, we saw many things, Ikhwan. Many, many things. Everybody, the Hajjaj this year, were talking about the crowd in Jamarat. The crowd in Tawaf. Isn't it? Everybody advising, be careful. Don't go in the big time. Don't get into the crowd. One of our brothers, you all know, Dawood Burbank, rahimahullah, Even before leaving Jeddah, he was killed. Not in the crowd, he was killed. Rahimahullah. Nobody knows what's going to happen the next moment. So all what you need to do is to prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. You also, the end of Gaddafi. Till the last moment he was thinking he still can do. But nobody knows how it's going to be. But he, Allah Ta'ala alone. So you prepare yourself. Prepare yourself, akhi. Take the lessons from whatever around you. Prepare yourself. And when we say prepare yourself, ya ikhwan, many times the advisors and the ulama are saying, prepare yourself, prepare yourself. And everyone is saying, yeah, prepare yourself. But you see no change in their lives. No change. Yani, is there any change in the night? Positive change. There is a change, but negative change. Did you increase your rak'at, number of your rak'at in the night prayers? Did you increase the length of it? And the daytime. Did you increase days of fasting, optional fasting? Did you increase the sadaqah? Did you increase the visit to the grave? Did you increase the visit to the sick people? All this decreasing. So where is get ready? What do you mean by get ready? Only thinking of get ready? No, you have to get ready. Ibn Umar, when he heard all these advices, he got ready. He used to fast many days. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As decided to fast all the days until Rasulullah told him no. Abu Darda, same thing. Many others. Some stand all night praying. Some, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq gave all of his wealth fi sabilillah. Umar gave half. Uthman ibn Affan, a caravan of 700 camels full of goods, he gave for fi sabilillah. Aisha radiallahu anha, fasting one day, and her nephew Abdullah send her money, a grab of money. They said that 100 dinar or dirham, and she spent it in the same day that she received it. Left nothing for her to eat, to buy some food to break her fasting with. And so on, so on, so on, many, many. They are the ones who got the lesson from these advices and walk best. But you just listen, no change. Honestly, we see no change. No change at all. We spoke many times about the beard, no change. We spoke about many times about the clothes longer, no change. We spoke about many times about the incomes, no change. No change, no change, no change. We'll not give hope, we'll not give up hope, we'll continue giving advice, but ya ikhwan, honestly, what is the benefit? For you, what is the benefit? As a listener, you have to do the change. If you see that you're still like you before, then believe me, something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. You have to correct it. You don't have the chance. You don't have the chance. Listen to the shaitan when it whispers to you that, oh, you still have the chance, you're still young. Now, Isa, it was said that Prophet Isa alayhi salam said to his companions, "Adunya qantara," this world alive is like a bridge, like the path which is going to be over Jahannam. So the bridge is either over a river, or a hole, or a fire like that. And then he said, "Cross it, and don't." Stay on it. Cross it, but don't stay on it. Don't live on it. Don't think that this is the... Now imagine, you're driving your car over the bridge. Medina Road, and you stop. You liked it. You liked the vision. What will happen? So many cars come and hit you, and police come and give you a fine, and people curse you because you are stopping there. It's not a place for to stop. Dunya is like that. It's not a place to stop. If you want to know it, look to the pictures you had when you were in the high school or in the elementary school, and to your image today in the mirror. Did the dunya stop with you? Dunya never stopped with you. Dunya moved you from boyhood to adult to old to bended back to blind to deaf to dying. So how come you want to stop with it? If it doesn't stop with you, so why you want to stop with it? Why you want to stop with it? And then he said, من ذا الذي يبني على موج البحر دارا تلكم الدنيا فلا تتخذوها قرارا. عيسى عليه السلام, as it was said that he said, who is this man? Who is he, this man, who wants to build a house on the wave of the sea, the water, the wave? Anybody can build a house on the wave? Not on the sea, on the wave. You never can build a house on the wave. The wave does not remain. It's only for a second. Like that dunya is. And then he said, so do not take it as a place for staying. And I end up the first part of the khutbah by the saying of Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, who said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا فُطَنًا. There are some slaves of Allah who are intelligent, clever. طَلَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا. They divorce the worldly life. They divorce it. What does that mean? They divorce it mean there is no meeting with the aims of dunya. But they are only looking for the aims of the akhirah. That's what they are worried about. وَخَابُوا الْفِتَنَةَ. And they were scared of the fitan, trials. نَظَرُوا فِيهَا. They examined the dunya. They did not just give a ruling like that with no any justice. La la la. They treated it justly, so they don't abuse it. نَظَرُوا فِيهَا. They looked into it. فَلَمَّا عَلِمُوا أَنَّا لَيْسَتْ لَحَيٍ سَكَنَا. They looked into it and they found that it's not a place for any living existence. Is that true or false, ikhwan? Look, the day is a living, imagine it as a living existence. The day. In a few hours, the day will die. The day goes, and the night comes. Then the night, the night is staying. No, it's not staying. Few hours, then the sun comes up, rises up, and then the nights go. Look to the clouds, formed and now thick clouds, but in a while these clouds finish and go. Look to the water, the rain comes down forming floods, and in a while, in a few days, this flood will dry. Nothing remains as is. Look to the trees, human, animals, birds, insects, whatsoever. Everything goes in this world. If every living existence remain living on this world, this planet is not enough for us. It's not going to be enough. Not even for insects. If all insects who were found in this, on this earth remain until today, this earth will not be enough for them. But this is how life is. You are born and you're going to die. You never remain. As Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, أَفَإِن مِتَّ أَفَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. If you die, and you will die, are they going to remain forever? And then he said, Imam Shafi'i said, اتَّخَذُوهَا. When they found that this worldly life is not a place of staying for any living existence, they consider it as a sea, as the ocean. اتخذوها لجة واتخذوا صالح الأعمال فيها سفنة. They consider it in an ocean and they consider the, their good deeds, the boats sailing on this sea, going to the other side of it, which is the Jannah. That's how the pious people يعني think of this world, worldly life and treat it. This was the first part of the khutbah of today. And I began the second part by praising Allah, sending peace and blessing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then I said afterward, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. As in ayah 190 of Surah Ali Imran. Verily there is in the creation of heavens and earth. If you think, just think of the creation of the heavens and earth. واختلاف الليل والنهار. And the movement of the day and night. Movement of day and night. لآيات. There are evidences and proofs and signs for those who only can think. How can this world go in this way? Subhanallah. Very systematic. This is a proof that yani the day never remains. This is a proof that life will end. The night never remains. This is the day, this is the proof that life will end. Trust never remains. Thirst. Thirst never remains. Rain will come. And rain never remains. It will dry. So all this means that life will have an end. So why you take it as a permanent place? Yes, only those who are wise think of the situation of this life. And they come to know that, they come to know the reality, the very sore test they found when they come to know the reality of it. And that this world alive is only temporarily, and it's going to go. It's going to go. And that this world alive never even equals the way of a wing of a mosquito before Allah. And that this world alive is only a place or a path to cross. It's not a place to stay. So all you who all you whom I ask Allah Ta'ala to protect, think of this world alive and question yourself of all what you do. Question yourself. As your Lord said, as in Surah Al-Hajr, ayah 18, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, are you who believe? Think. Are you someone who are meant by this call or you or not? Are you who believe? Are you from those who believe or not? If you are from them, then pay attention to what is going to be said after. Pay attention. اتقوا الله, fear Allah. What is the meaning of fear Allah? All of us repeat this word. Where is the the result of that? Where is the benefit of that? Where is the fruit of that? The consequence of that in this world alive? What did it benefit us? What did it, how did it change on us? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, meaning put a barrier between you, yourself, and the anger of Allah, the punishment of Allah, the fire of Allah. وَالْتَمْضُ النَّفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ, and let every soul think and look to what it is going to or it is doing for tomorrow. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, again, see, before and after. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. إن الله خبير بما تعلمون. Verily Allah is all aware of what you do. Aware of what you do. And listen to the advices of those who examined life and they knew it very well, and then they have straightened themselves up on the way till they crossed it. The life of Maymun ibn Mehran, one of the pious predecessors, who said, لا يكون العبد تقيا. The slave is not going to be a taqi. A taqi, meaning a pious person. حتى يحاسب نفسه. حتى يحاسب نفسه. Until he questions himself. Of what? كما يحاسب الشريك الشريك الشحيح شريكه. Like the very greedy and selfish partner question his other partner. And imagine you have a company and you are someone who is very, very stingy. How you are going to question your partner? Oh, we brought an envelope of papers, 400 sheets, but I see 399. Where is the one paper? You're going to ask him about all this. Correct? Now do this with yourself. And then he gave example. He said, "Min ayna mat'amu wa malbasu?" Ask yourself, from where I got the food that I ate, from where I got the clothes that I wear, from where? Is it all 100% halal, or some of it haram? How can I get rid of the haram? How can I say? And Al-Hasan said, Hasan al-Basri said, Al-Mu'minu qawwamun ala nafsi yuhasibuha. The believer is somebody who's yani responsible of his self, like a supervisor. And question it about everything. And then he said, indeed, the punishment on the day of resurrection became difficult only for those who took life from the way it came to them without even questioning. But took everything in life from the way it came, regardless if it's halal or haram. They did not care about that. As long as it came to them and they took it, that's the end of it. Finished. They don't ask halal or haram. These people are going to have a difficult and long day on the day of resurrection. Look to the others who are going to have easy day on the day of resurrection. As Umar radiallahu anhu said, حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسب. Question yourself before you are questioned. وزنوا أعمالكم قبل أن توزن عليكم. And weigh your deeds before it is weighed before you. Why? Because when you weigh today, you can correct your weight. When it is weighed for you on the day of resurrection, no correction. No correction. It's only the punishment. Maybe forgiveness is for Allah Ta'ala. وَتَزَيَّنُوا. And get the beauty, للعرض الأكبر, for the major judgment. For the major judgment on the day of resurrection. Now look to what he said, وَتَزَيَّنُوا. Take the beauty. What is the beauty for that day? Aren't we going to be naked? What beauty? What beauty? And we are going to be naked and bare with bare feet. So what beauty? Beauty usually comes from the clothes. Nice boots, nice clothes, nice head covers, nice perfume. That's what you wear, so you beautify yourself. On the day of resurrection, you're going to be naked. Bare feet. So what beauty is that? Allah Ta'ala said, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. The coverage of taqwa is the best coverage. It's the best coverage. Meaning the clothes of the taqwa. And when you be on taqwa, that is the real good coverage and clothes that you take. And that's why Allah Ta'ala said, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرِ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Even zad means food and clothes, both. And take your zad with you on your journey to the akhirah. But remember, the best zad is the taqwa. The best zad, the best food and clothes is the taqwa. It's not things that you carry in your hand, but it's things that you carry in your heart. Look at that. It is not things that you carry in your hand, because the food and clothes you carry in your hand. But it is things that you carry in your heart. And your heart is only small. And your heart is very inside. So you cannot hang anything to it, you cannot carry nothing to it except the taqwa. Except the taqwa. And the taqwa is the most valuable thing in you ever have. You ever have. Subhanallah. And look to that. If you bring the heart outside the chest, you die. It must be inside, behind the chest bones to protect it. In the most dark place. Why? Because it has the light. It doesn't need the light. The light in it is the iman and taqwa. And taqwa is stored there. Exactly like the very expensive diamonds are kept in the very inside. Even the showroom of diamonds is not to the street, but inside the shop, the jewelry shop. Very inside, not anybody can see. So that's why Umar said, وَتَزَيَّنُوا يَوْمَ الْعَرْضِ لِلْعَرْضِ الْأَكْبَرِ. And then he recited the ayah 18 of Surah Al-Haqqah. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. On that day you are going to be exposed. And nothing, even minor thing of what you used to hide in this world from people, is going to be hidden in that day. Nothing can be hidden in that day. Nothing. Today you may hide many things, but on that day, nothing can be hidden. Nothing can be hidden. وَإِنَّمَا يَخِفُّ الْحِسَابِ. And rarely the judgment on that day, or the reckoning on that day, is going to be easy. For who? He said, for one who used to question himself in this world, in this worldly life. And the clever one is the one who questioned himself in this worldly life and worked for what is after death. And the lazy one is one who just follows the desire of his own self and wishes that Allah Ta'ala forgives him, that Allah Ta'ala puts him in the Jannah and puts him in the highest ranks of the Jannah. And this is as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the hadith reported by Imam Tirmidhi. And then I said, and the dhikr of Allah, the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah, is the life of hearts and the tranquility of it. And the prayer is the remover of all worries. The remover of all worries. And taqwa is the a collection and is the collection of the best of all things you ever have. Taqwa is the best of whatsoever things you have. And the Quran is the strongest robe of Allah, the strong robe of Allah. And the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is the way for survive. So grab on what Allah Ta'ala bestowed on you, meaning the Quran and the Sunnah, and know that Allah only commands of justice, and that the shaitan only commands of oppression, and he promises verity, and Allah Ta'ala knows, but you don't. So receive your new year with what is better than what you have left the past year, and keep on performing or sending peace and blessings upon your Prophet, and keep doing a lot of remembrance of your Lord, and thank and be grateful to your Lord, and thank Him for whatever blessings that He bestowed on you. And the remembrance of Allah is greater than anything, and Allah knows whatever you do. This was the khutbah of today. May Allah Ta'ala make it a witness for us, not against us. and make better than us yesterday, and make us in the coming new year better than us in the last and all past and all last years. May Allah Ta'ala forgive all our sins and make us from the best of His slaves. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. If you have any question regarding the topic of today, you can raise it now, and on Pal Talk you can raise your hand if you have any question. As-salamu alaykum. Like there is a question from Pal Talk. Naam. نعم يا أم حمزة، where is your question؟ كيف حالك يا أم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Yeah, I know some faces. I think I know all the faces. ما شاء الله عين أبوك. الله يبارك. جدا؟ جدا؟ كيف حالك؟ كلكم هنا جدا؟ متى رجع اليوم؟ سلم له عليه، قول له قبل. ما شاء الله كيف حالك؟ He came to my house and he was just a baby. I sent it, but it didn't reach you. Five, okay. Send it later, inshallah. Inshallah. And that was sent to the other house, yeah. I went yesterday, I told him that we want yesterday to be as an interview, and I came but I found nobody. I prayed Isha there, then I came down, looking, it was dark, and I called Brother Ibrahim.
Yeah.
So he said, he misunderstood, he said, I thought that he said, I said, yeah, the beginning going to be next week, but I said, we meet today, meaning yesterday. So I know the brothers, and I want to take some ideas of what they want us to talk about. But alhamdulillah. Okay, I told him to tell Abu Umar to send email to everyone, to send me email just to say I'm so and so. So I will send everyone type of questions I want to have answered, to help me putting the material until next Thursday.
Okay.
I told him if we can't do it like yesterday or maximum today, would be better, so I work on it.
He has the email to send to us, or you send it?
I told him to send my email to all. Okay. You give it to everybody you know.
Okay.
Inshallah. So this will help me preparing the material. But make it as fast as as possible, because I'm leaving on 22nd of December to London. And I'm also preparing the material for this, so I need time to pray himself. Here is the question this came. I say, when someone forgets to read Surah Al-Fatiha during prayer, then recites it, does he do sujood? So it depends if you are praying the question says, when somebody forgets to recite Surah Al-Fatiha and then remembers it and recites it. Does he need to do sujood sahu? It depends. If you remember that while you are still standing before ruku', then no, you don't need sujood sahu. He just recited it and that's it. But if you remembers it in ruku', then you have to return back to standing position, recite it, then go for ruku', then continue salah, and then you need sujood sahu. Because you already left the place for Fatiha and returned back to it. So there you need sujood sahu. Now, Wallahu a'lam. There's another question. Okay, go ahead. Okay, Jibril says, As-salamu alaykum. Jazakumullah khair. Ameen. Do you have a class in the weekdays? Inshallah, we're going to declare it tomorrow, 5 o'clock Saudi time, inshallah. We're going to have the first class tomorrow, inshallah. Tomorrow we are going to start. Tomorrow, Saturday, 5 p.m. Saudi time, inshallah, we're going to start. And we're going to tell you then all the schedule of the whole week. The advice is that parents be on taqwa. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودان أو نصران أو مجلسان أو مسلمان. Isa said, every child is born upon nature, which means tawheed and piety. But the parents' effect on him, whether make him Majusi or Christian or Jew or Muslim, and this means that how you be your children going to be, inshallah. In general, otherwise, no has a child who disbelieve, you know. But in general, what the parents are, the children are going to copy and follow. When they see their parents up on piety, they're going to be up on piety. But when they see their parents, and Allah mustahil, lying, cheating, this, do not pray, doing wrong things, of course they are going to get moral in their life. Wallahu a'lam. Inshallah. Okay, inshallah, we stop here and begin the question. Allah didn't look. Did he or didn't? Allah كيف الله عز وجل هو ينظر ويراقب وكيف. No, I don't think so. I think you missed the other way. There is a hadith that says that إن الله نظر إلى أهل الأرض فقتهم عربهم وعجمهم. Verily Allah looked to the people of this earth and he didn't like them he didn't like them. The Arabs and the non-Arabs of them. إلا بقايا من أهل الكتاب. Except for some remaining of the kitab. And then Allah Ta'ala said Muhammad. This is the hadith I remember in regard to looking to the earth. But if you mean that Allah Ta'ala didn't look to the earth after he created it, I don't know what does that mean. And I never come to know in a hadith like that. Allah a'lam. Allah a'lam.